Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is AGLCA, America's Great Loop Cruisers Weekly Blog Radio Show. I'm kind of by myself today. And before we get started, I'm Janice Cromer, and I'm the director of America's Great Loop. And before we get started, I'd like to thank our Admiral sponsors and tell you who they are. Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Marina and Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guide, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, and Skipper Bob Publications. AGLCA, again, is what we call ourselves, and we're an organization of people who share the adventure and camaraderie that is the Great Loop. For those not familiar with the Loop, there really is a continuous waterway that circles the eastern portion of North America. Our association was formed to disseminate information about this journey. For those wishing to learn more about the Great Loop, please visit our website at www.greatloop.org. Non-members can join the association at that site, and anyone can sign up for our one-day seminars that give a wealth of information about the cruising lifestyle, that's Great Loop. Our next seminar will be held in Fort Myers Beach in January 16th of 2015. I'd love to introduce you to our guests, Bob and Vicki Riggs of Fairhope, Alabama. The Riggs have been AGLCA members for almost 10 years, and they're harbor hosts for the Mobile area. Bob?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't know if you were still there. I had a tone
I'm
on
all
my...
set.
The Riggs completed their loop in 2008 on their 44-foot Ocean Alexander. Today we'll learn more about Fairhope on the eastern shore of Mobile Bay. Bob and Vicki, thank you so much for being with us today.
We're delighted to visit with you today.
Thank you. We enjoy.
One question before we start. I wasn't sure. Do you still have your Ocean Alexander?
We sure do. We keep our boat over in Pensacola at the marina at the Pensacola Naval Air Station, but we live here in Fairhope, but still cruise quite a bit.
You've had that boat since at least 2008, correct?
Since we've had the boat for 12 years now, but still continue to really enjoy.
Fantastic. Well, why don't we get started? Tell us first, how would you approach Fairhope on your boat?
Okay, cruisers have probably just come down the 10-Tom Waterway, and they're going to be excited to be able to be somewhere and to tie up and sort of get rid of their sea legs for a few days. Anyway, you come down the Mobile River through the city of Mobile and then cruise out into Mobile Bay, which is a big body of water, north to south, more than 25 miles distance, and east and west about 10 miles. And so sure be check the weather man before you head into the bay because it can be rough. The bay also, you'll be heading down the ship's channel, which of course is dredged, but 45, 50 feet. But outside of the ship's channel, Mobile Bay is shallow. So don't, when you get out of the ship's channel, don't be surprised to see 7 or 8, 9 feet of water. Don't be alarmed with that. But if it starts getting, down, obviously 5 feet or below, I would sure slow down and make sure I know where I am.
I've been boating for not nearly as long as you have, but it's still, I find it so hard to get it around my head that you're in this huge body of water and you've only got 8 feet depth. I just always equate it with really deep, but it's not.
It's not deep at all. The other thing for cruisers to be aware, down here in this part of the panhandle of Florida and, of course, Mobile Bay, our tides are very, very limited. So the tidal range is maybe a foot, or an extreme range would be a foot and a half. So that's also would be probably welcome news to cruisers who've been up through the Carolinas and Georgia and whatnot.
Sure, that's a huge difference. How far are you from Mobile, actually? By say you're going, 7 knots.
Okay. If Fairhope, the water access to Fairhope is going to be off a tributary or an estuary, I guess, there, actually called Fly Creek, directly directly west across the bay to Dog River, which will be where the marinas are on the Mobile side. That's 10 miles across there. So it would be, you know, an hour 15 or something like that at, 7 miles an hour. So it's directly 10 miles directly across from Fly Creek and Fairhope to Dog River over in Mobile.
So I guess that you really are a good alternative to staying in Mobile if people don't really want it. Well, there really isn't too much in downtown Mobile, is there?
Well, the Dog River has a number of marinas and two very, very familiar marinas for loopers, Turner Marine and Dog River Marine.
Yeah.
And great services and great folks there. However, Dog River Complex is well outside of the city of Mobile, and you really are isolated there where you are, whereas we love to encourage people to come to Fairhope because when you come into Fly Creek Complex, you're very close to our beautiful downtown, so you've got ready access to a variety of great restaurants and shopping and sightseeing. So it really is a beautiful place to visit here in Fairhope.
I remember at one of our rendezvous, probably 3 years ago, Ed Wall was visiting from his marina, and he spoke about Fairhope, and it sounded absolutely beautiful.
Fairhope is really known as being an artist community. It's a small town. It's about 15,000 people. But as I said, we are very, known as being an artist community. We have an outdoor art alliance. We have First Friday Art Walk. We have two outdoor art festivals that are very popular, one in March and one in October. We have a writer's cottage where we invite renowned novelists and writers from all over to visit. We have a theater. And one of our biggest highlights is all of the flowers that we have. We actually have a full-time horticulturist here in Fairhope in our own greenhouses. And every season, all of our flowers change. For Mardi Gras, they're all, the green and the purple and the gold pansies. Right now we're in fall colors, but soon we will, transition over to poinsettias. Even our trash receptacles downtown have cascading flowers on them. All the shops have flower boxes. All of our intersections and medians are full of flowers. So it's really a beautiful, beautiful, little town to come visit.
We also have a
brand new flower clock that they just finished this fall. And right as you come into town. So it's kind of unique in that regard.
I'm sorry, Vicki, did you say clock, flower clock?
Yes, I did. It's on the side of a hill, and it's all done with seasonal flowers and plants. The only thing that is, permanent are the working hands themselves, and then, of course, the city of Fairhope inscript above it. It's a working clock, all made out of flowers.
That sounds totally unique. How beautiful.
When we
first moved south, we lived in a town called Somerville, South Carolina, and they have an azalea festival each year, and the main streets of town are just filled with these gorgeous azaleas. It's beautiful, but very much unlike Fairhope. They only last for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And like you said, you've got flowers all year round. That must really be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. An interesting thing tonight, in fact, Janice, we're having our Christmas tree lighting ceremony this evening, and the city workers downtown have installed over 1 million lights on the trees down there, and we'll flick the switch tonight, and then for the rest of the holiday season, downtown is absolutely magical with all of these lights.
should just explain to anyone listening, we are pre-recording this show on Thursday, on the 13th of November. So unfortunately, all you loopers out there listening to our show tomorrow will have missed it. But I'm sure if you're
true.
In prayer, hope the word is out. Bob, you said there are quite a number of looper boats there now?
There, actually, I went down this morning, and there are 7 looper boats in one of our marinas today. And we've had, I want to get a final count from, you mentioned Ed Wall there at the marina, but we've had, I'm sure, over 50 looper vessels through here since the rendezvous. And Ed, who is also running the maintenance operation up at Demopolis now, indicates that probably a dozen more are scheduled to be in here the next few days.
Fantastic. Well, if you see any of our loopers, tell them the whole Homeport crew said hello. I'm curious.
They're all flying looper burgees, so that's they certainly are loyal members.
Well, thank them. I'm curious, how geographically, how big is Fairhope?
It's a small town. As mm-hmm. Vicki said, 15,000 population. And, you know, my goodness, north to south, from the high school, which is out on the southern end of town, to the northern border is maybe 3 miles.
3 miles.
Maybe, you know, 3
yeah.
miles by 3 miles, no larger than that.
Uh-huh.
The downtown itself is very compact. It's just a couple of blocks in both directions. And then surrounding it, you know, neighborhoods. And then, of course, the bay is on the, you know, the western side
uh-huh.
of town with beautiful parks and bluffs and outdoor art. In fact, that's where we have one of our outdoor art festivals. And, you know, during the summertime, the symphony will play out on the bluff.
That's
where we have our 4th of July celebration also. The town itself has lots of neat shops. We have a lot of antique shops, clothing stores, and boutiques. We have a great family-owned, I think it's been in existence for 40 years, if I'm not mistaken, Page and Palette Bookstore, and they sponsor lots of authors to come in for signings and readings, gift shops, you know, we love you to bring your credit cards and come shop downtown Fairhope.
Sounds
and
really good. I'm just going to stop our show for 1 minute, if nobody minds, and just play a quick commercial from our Admiral sponsor, Skipper Bob.
Did you know that every mile of the Great Loop is covered by Skipper Bob guides? Its mile-by-mile format is a great planning tool and essential at the helm. On the most popular routes and side trips, Skipper Bob covers preparation, navigation, bridges and locks, and the best places to visit. Skipper Bob guides are updated each year, and its website keeps you current with navigation alerts and cruising news. To check it out, go to skipperbob.net. Skipper Bob is a proud Admiral sponsor of AGLCA.
Thanks, Beth. Bob, besides Eastern Shore Marina, are there other marinas in the area in Fairhope, or is it fairly limited?
It's inside the basin there. They're actually in the Fly Creek Basin. The Eastern Shore Marina is on the northern shore, and that's where most loopers will visit. Straight back on the in the basin, there's Fly Creek Marina, which is just continuing to go undergo a really a fine renovation. And over on the southern shore, directly across from Eastern Shore Marina, is the Fairhope Yacht Club. The Yacht Club is very generous in, you know, letting other Yacht Club members exercise their reciprocity. So frequently we'll see loopers who tie up over there at the Fairhope Yacht Club. But probably most cruisers and most loopers are going to go into over on the southern shore to Eastern Shore Marina, which, again, is managed by Ed Wall, we mentioned.
And, of course, Eastern Shore is a sponsor for AGLCA, so we appreciate that. Vicki, do you have a favorite restaurant, something not to be missed, or?
Oh, certainly. You know, if you're just looking for a sandwich, we have Marianne's Deli, which is at the very unique Windmill Market, and Pinzone's, if you like Italian or Gambino's. We have wonderful fine dining at Camellia Cafe and the Fairhope Inn and Tamara's. What's really neat is so many of our restaurants in Fairhope really highlight our Gulf Coast seafood and local produce. And they really, you know, show that on their menus. And you know, eat local, we like to say. One kind of neat thing about Fairhope, you know, many cruisers have bicycles. And we have a bike path that runs a good 35 miles all the way from the USS Alabama battleship, which is over on Mobile Bay, and comes across the bay and down the eastern shore through Fairhope and past the Grand Hotel and then on to the Weeks Bay Estuary. So for any bicycle enthusiasts or joggers, that's a wonderful you know, way to get a little bit of exercise when you've been on your boat for the entire river trip.
You know, many of our loopers, any cruisers really, are concerned about getting exercise when they're on their boat. So that is a wonderful thing to know. You mentioned the battleship. Tell us, what other history is there in the Fairhope area? You know, a lot of our cruisers are interested in visiting sites of American history significance.
Well, we have the Fairhope Museum of History. Fairhope is actually a single tax colony. And so the Fairhope Museum really highlights the history and founding of Fairhope. I mentioned the Grand Hotel a second ago. It is on Mobile Bay, just maybe 2 miles south of Fairhope in Point Clear. And the main structure of the Grand Hotel predates the Civil War and was actually a hospital during the Civil War for both sides. So consequently, it was preserved. And it is now a beautiful Marriott hotel with spectacular grounds. And we always tell loopers that come in to definitely pay it a visit. And then,
I guess if you had to pick one season to visit, what would you recommend?
Well, either fall or spring, I would say, because of the weather. You know, in
is
the fall,
summer very, very hot, tropical? I guess
the,
pretty much
the summer is
on New Orleans,
yeah,
or Florida.
Yeah, there's no way of getting around it. It is hot and humid. You know, obviously we have a nice little breeze most of the time, but yes, it's definitely hot and humid here in the summertime. We do have, you know, the beautiful azaleas in the dogwoods, you know, in the spring. So that's always pretty. But, you know, downtown Fairhope has flowers 12 months out of the year. So, you know, but weather-wise, I would definitely say fall or the springtime.
How cold does it get in the winter?
Well, you know, during the day, you know, it might be in the 55, you know, mid-50s. And in the night, you know, 40s, but we'll have a string of days in the 70s. Now, last year we had the coldest winter we have ever had, and we actually had, you know, a couple of hard freezes. That is not typical, you know, for this area.
Did I think the whole entire South. We in Charleston had 2 hard freezes and brutally cold winter.
Yes, I think we all did. And unfortunately, I've heard that we're going to have another cold winter again this year.
I've heard that rumor. I hope it's not true. We do have time. We stocked some sand in our so that we can get down our stairs if we have to. But Bob, do you have anything particular you'd like boaters to know about approaching Fairhope? Is there anything special secret except to stay in the channels?
No, you'll just come right down the Mobile River through Mobile, as I indicated, out into the ship's channel, and then just make a, you'll see on the chart, make a direct straightforward turn to the east, And then the channel is coming into Fly Creek into the Fairhope Basin is clearly marked. There, it's maintained by the Coast Guard. And when you hit G1, your first marker, it's really not 100 yards until you're into the basin itself. So it's very straightforward. One thing to mention, Janice, that I'm going to share with cruisers, Eastern Shore Marina has a travel lift and maintenance services. So if you've got a prop banged coming down the river, that's a good place to have the boat hauled, and they can take care of that kind of problems and other problems there. And in this Mobile Bay Mason basin, I mentioned Dog River Turner Marine and Dog River Marine over there. Down the way, you've got Saunders Yacht Works, Orange Beach Marina, Barber's Marina. You can literally have anything, any kind of service, any kind of new toy installed on your boat, anything of that nature. You're not going to encounter the range of really high-quality marine services that are here on, around Mobile Bay until truly you get down to South Florida. It's just you can have anything done to your boat in this area.
And our boaters all love the new electronic toys, so that's good to know.
Lots of toys available.
Another thing that's a plus, you know, for the cruisers that come into Eastern Shore is Ed does have a courtesy van.
Oh, that's important to know. Thank you.
That's definitely, you know, a plus. And he does have, you know, a small laundry facility there. There is a Publix grocery store just a few blocks away. And we do have a Walmart, but it's right on the – they're built way on the outer skirts of our town. but there is a Walmart.
But, again, if you're staying in Eastern Shore and, you know, you can use the courtesy car, so that would be – not a problem, I don't think. What about West Marine or, you know, restocking on kind of boating supplies?
There is nothing in Fairhope per se, although a port supply of West Marine will deliver anything there to the marina. And there is a West Marine down in Orange Beach, and also near there is a Blue Water Marine Supply, which is easily with a loaner car, you can head down there and pick up supplies. But there is nothing specifically like that in Fairhope.
What about beaches? Do you have beautiful beaches?
Well, we don't have the sugar sand beaches that you see beginning in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. But we do have a beach on Mobile Bay. We do have a city beach. We have a very large, because of the single tax colony, one of their concepts was all should be able to enjoy the waterfront, not just the rich people who can afford it. So our entire waterfront is park, not homes. And down at the pier, and we have a beautiful fountain and rose garden. There is a beach area down there that that you can go swimming, but you're swimming in Mobile Bay, not in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, it sounds like a wonderful place to visit. Just kind of in your opinion, what is the minimum amount of time you should plan on staying in Fairhope to really get a good flavor for the town and to see all there is to see and sample all the shops and restaurants?
One thing real quickly, Vicki, I wanted to mention, there's an Enterprise Rent-A-Car and Hertz Rent-A-Car right here in the town, and you're only two-hour drive from New Orleans, so that's in all of the Biloxi and all of that on the Mississippi Sound. So I think, Vicki, certainly you'd want to see the Grand Hotel, and you'd want to see and experience downtown Fairhope. So I think you would really enjoy 2 or 3 days here.
I agree,
And particularly, Janice, you've been on that Tom Bigby Waterway, and you're delighted to get off the boat and wash the boat and sort of relax a little bit. So I'd say 3 days would be a nice stay here, and you would absolutely enjoy yourself during that time.
And actually, with New Orleans and the other town so close, you can make Fairhope your home base for easily a week, I would think.
Absolutely. And then you're going to cruise on down to Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, and there's actually an awful lot to see down there, and really beautiful marinas and beautiful sightseeing. So the Panhandle is, you know, we did our loop, and Vicki and I have often talked about it. From here on over to Apalachicola, when you're going to make your crossing, is just an exquisite part of the country and a very unique and beautiful cruising area. So we really encourage loopers when they come through here just to take their time and enjoy this aspect of the trip, because it is absolutely gorgeous.
Well, it sure makes me want to come. We only have a few minutes left. Vicki, is there anything you'd like to make sure we cover before we close?
Well, I think we've covered shopping and restaurants. It's a very casual town. You know, I know sometimes loopers are concerned, you know, about do they have the right kind of clothes on board. But, you know, we're Southern. We're very casual. Most of our restaurants, are casual, for the dining, especially in the daytime. And, one thing that sometimes people need to know that they're disappointed is our downtown is not open on Sundays. And so if you're here for a weekend and you think, okay, I'm going to do my downtown on Sunday, it's not going to happen. Some of the restaurants are open, of course, but not the shops themselves, except during the Christmas season. Then shops are open downtown, but the rest of the year, it's family day in Fairhope.
I think that's a great tradition, but I'm glad you shared that with us. Just so a lot of the loopers are just kind of used to being, it's just everything's open 7 days a week. So that's good to know. I think it has good values, though, that it is family day, so that's great. Bob, anything else you'd like to close with?
No, I think that's pretty much just, we've had a really a great migration of loopers through this town, through Fairhope this season, and look forward to entertaining more, as I said previously. So I think anyone who comes to Fairhope is really going to enjoy their stay here, and there's a lot to see and do, and it's a very relaxed and beautiful town.
Okay. We actually discovered Fairhope on our boat. We lived up in Memphis and discovered Fairhope and said, this is where we want to retire.
And this is it. Fantastic.
This is it.
Well, thank you. Everyone should know Vicki and Bob are harbor hosts in the Mobile Bay Fairhope area. You can use our lookup tool to find their contact information. And thank you, Bob and Vicki. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving in a few weeks. And to all our cruisers out there, safe cruising, and talk to you next week. Thanks again, Bob and Vicki.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.